Hello, this is Bishop Curver. Thank you for taking my call. I realize it's been a while since I placed one of these calls, but that's largely because I've been blessed since Easter to visit almost all of the parishes in the diocese and greet most of you in person. I'm sitting here today basking in the glow of the Christmas tree in my house, and the hundreds of lights remind me of the thousands of bright lights spread throughout the 23,000 square miles of the Diocese of Lubbock. You are among those lights. You are the light of Christ for your families, for your neighbors, for your parish community, for our priests, and for me as your bishop. As we celebrate the Son of God taking on our human flesh in the Christmas mystery, I want to thank you for making Christ present. The Christmas story we ponder these days is also our story, told in words, sung in songs, lived in love. Our love is needed in the world, as Pope Francis is brought to tears when speaking about the Ukrainian people, as the poor and homeless sleep on the streets and immigrants try to find a place to lay their heads and pursue a better life, as our personal lives can sometimes be cluttered by technology, selfishness, and isolation. But Emmanuel, God with us, comes to bring light to those situations, and the grace of his coming can inspire us to bring his light into the lives that can seem very dark. But the spreading of Christmas hope begins at home with those closest to us. I want you to feel my closeness to you at this moment. Know of my pastoral care and concern, my love for you and yours, especially at this moment in the glow of my Christmas tree and its lights. May your Christmas story, told in words, sung in songs, truly be lived in love, the very love which Christ's coming brings into our lives. May you have a very Merry Christmas, and please keep me in your prayers as you are in mine. God bless.